You became the only member of Congress to fly an airplane around the world when you recreated Wiley Post's legendary trip around the globe. How long did that trip take you?
Well, a lot longer than it should. It took 17 days, but four of those days were in eastern Siberia, where we were not incarcerated, but forced to stay in a type of a hotel because they didn't think that we owned the plane. I had three good friends with me. All three were pilots, but they weren't twin-engine rated, and this is a twin-engine airplane. So I had to be seated in one of the front seats during the trip around the world.
Were there any...
I'll tell you two kind of Jesus-related things. I'm not embarrassed about being a follower of Jesus. I remember going across Siberia. Siberia is unbelievable. I can't even tell you right now how many time zones you go through and you don't see anything. You don't see any roads. You see nothing but some winding rivers and just wooded areas and bears and mosquitoes. That's it. Hour after hour after hour. I started having trouble with my left engine about halfway across Siberia. I had a GPS. I pressed for the nearest airport, and it was over 600 nautical miles away. It's kind of hard to explain, but if you're over gross weight in a twin-engine plane, it won't fly on one engine. You lose an engine, you might as well be in a single-engine airplane as it goes down. The other time, there's an Inhofe. All Inhofes spelled this way, I-N-H-O-F-E, are related. And when we came from Germany, they went to three places, Iowa, Minnesota, and Alaska. There is a John Inhofe in Alaska who is a wood carver. He was from a place, and we were recreating the trip of Wiley Post. He didn't go there, but I talked to this guy on the phone. I wanted to meet him. So I deviated from the route that Wiley Post took, going across the Bering Strait to going down toward Canada. And I went up the glacier. It's the largest glacier. I can't remember what it's called. Now, a glacier, by its nature, down at the bottom, it's several miles wide. But as you go up, then it gets to about a half mile wide up at the top. Well, I was watching because the glacier is going up at the same rate of climb that I had. So we're just barely able to stay above this thing and went into a cloud bank. So I couldn't see that side or that side. But I had the GPS and I locked it in. I said, Lord, if you have more for me to do, get me out the top. Came right out. So we had a few close calls.
You mentioned that you know astronaut Tom Stafford. Because of your love for flying, would you actually, I'd rather, have been an astronaut?
No, but Tom Stafford's a close personal friend and has been for many, many years. I'll never forget when I ran in against Dave McCurdy for the Senate the first time 20 years ago. He started out 32 points ahead of me, and everyone laughed at me because there's no way in the world you're going to win that. One of the few people who was openly on my side was Tom Stafford. Tom knows I'd like to be the oldest person to be in space. If you remember, John Glenn was going to go through that, and then something happened, and it didn't work out for him. So I still might do it.
You
that,
still
that
are
door
open
is
to
still
that.
Open. Yeah, I would do it in a heartbeat.